Much more further ado and aplomb. The High Sides. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Are you well and bouncy?
Well, we're getting there. Yes, absolutely.
And when I say that,
a little bit croaky.
A little bit croaky, a little bit not on mic, and a little bit who and a little bit are. Without so much as a hiatus, when was the last time you guys came in on the show?
Oh, my goodness. Can you remember?
I think I was in my 30s.
Hang on. I can't believe that. Someone said it's someone's birthday. What's going on? Whose birthday is it?
That's the other band.
Yeah, well, yeah. Can we have a birthday in here?
Sure.
Who's got the next birthday?
Oh. Well, the last one is the ones we celebrate, so I think that's best.
Fair enough. That sounds good. So you guys, not only you crammed in here, which is beautiful, thank you for just putting up with the salacious live lounge here at Reverb Towers. What do you think of the new gaff, by the way?
Magnificent view.
It's a good view, isn't it?
Yeah, loving it.
Did you manage to get through the the Alhambra down the below, the sort of the market town? We got the sort of the hustle of the bustle, La Ramblas down there.
It's very busy.
Spices and camel shoes and all the rest. Did you like it down there?
It took a while to get through security. I mean, it's very strict here.
Yeah, but I know.
Famous people.
Yeah, but John, look at the state of you guys. I mean, seriously, you know, meet us halfway. Don't look so dodgy and then you won't get so busted. You know what I'm saying? So what is going on? We don't know when you were last in, but you're so welcome now. When is... You've got a gig coming up. You've got new material. What is happening? Explosion of the High Sides.
Yeah, well, I had a nasty hiatus, which went on for quite a while.
That sounds painful.
It was indeed really nasty.
Yeah.
And during that, yes, we had a period when we were fallow.
Yes.
While people were away, moved to different climes, different places, mm-hmm. with different environments, and now back together after about a year. A year ago, people moved back. Pete moved back. John moved back.
Yay.
And so
when you say moved back, you mean were released?
Well, they were released from their obligations.
Back into society. Yes, at Her Majesty then, and now His Majesty's pleasure. No good. Good.
No,
I'm glad.
Not.
That's a lovely tag you got on there. Is that thing live? No, it's fine. Around your ankle. No. So the new material, how's it been going? Who's been writing it?
Well, that's mostly me, Rick. Mostly. And then take it to the band, and then we work together on it.
And I saw you were gigging with Fractured. How did that go?
Yes, we had a fab gig with Fractured. Yeah. That was back in the autumn. So we've been mainly working on the new stuff since then. We had a fab gig there. We just did a couple of gigs last year to get back in the groove, playing the old classics.
And they are classic. They are.
Yes.
And now you've got this amazing gig. You've taken over the Brunswick Cellar Bar.
Yeah, it's our favourite spot.
For a whole evening.
Yeah.
Alasne, you are doing not a 30-minute set, as I said rudely, but you're doing a whole hour. Talk us through that.
Well, I'm just going to do some covers.
Yeah.
Half of it, amazingly, is all Joni Mitchell.
That is one. So what are your faves? What are the top three, top four Jonies?
Top three, I'd say Help Me, Blue, and Little Green, for sure.
Beautiful, beautiful. You're going to do one of those tonight, right?
I am.
I love Joni. Is there a Joni sort of phase that you love the most, or is it just or album that does it for you?
I'd say probably Blue. It's a classic.
It's ridiculous,
beautiful.
Isn't it? It is ridiculous. But then all the albums around it are beautiful as well, the earlier ones and the ones just after.
Yeah.
Just so good. What is with that woman? She is so inspirational. Have you tried writing stuff yourself or done any newies? Or
honestly, I've tried and failed.
Yeah?
It's not for me.
Not for you.
So not everyone can be a Joni Mitchell,
Not
I'm
everyone
afraid.
Can. But I think, I'm just going to say this, your bar is quite high if you're looking to be Joni. That's a high place.
Yeah.
But I just can't wait to hear it. And so you've got an hour, and then you're going to be doing BVs behind the high sides or with the high sides.
Bit of tambourine as well.
Bit of tambourine. So basically, you're not getting off that stage, are you?
I am not.
What? can I see the contract? Is there any money involved here? Because, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is, you're holding fort. Holding fort. Folks, do you want to do a livey? What have you got planned?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, well, we're going to do one of the classics. We're going to do a song called Mercy.
Mercy. Folks, we've got the high sides here. Please please do text us 07909 547336 if you want to say hi to Rick, Alasne, John and Pete. In the meantime, take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mercy had my hands tied up with just one glance. Made me pay for crimes I didn't stand a chance. Said she liked his heart, she didn't like it square. She didn't like it all. I know we'd be lying broken there. How I'd love to tell her that she's mine. Have her thrill me one more time with all my jokers wild. Wasn't looking for the signs. Didn't know about the crimes. I didn't know that love can bind. Mercy took me down to where the flowers grew. She told me not to look, but she was just screaming to be viewed. We heard heavy steps. She must have caught her dress. Didn't see the darkness take her and hold her to his breast. How I'd love to tell her that she's mine. Have her kill me one more time. But all my jokers cry dive. I wasn't looking for the signs. Didn't know about the crimes. Didn't know that love can bind. Love can bind. Love can bind you. Love can bind. Love can bind you. Begging for mercy, yeah. Begging for mercy. Begging for mercy. Begging for mercy. Oh, mercy, please. Mercy, please. Mercy, please. Mercy, please. You know I'm on my knees.
Ow! Yeah, Papa. What are you, what the heck fire was that? That was amazing. We got the lovely high sides in. Rick, Alasne, John and Pete, was that track called Mercy?
Sure was.
Oh, come on, there's no flies on me. That's why we got those guys. I know they look expensive, but four producers is not excessive when you think of the amount of work they do. You know what I'm saying? That was fantastic. So that is an old classic, as you say.
It is, one of the originals.
One of the originals. we got Martin listening. He says, best of luck, Rick Brooks and his band. Don't take any...
It's your band.
Do you know what I'm saying, guys? Yeah, are we starting something here? do you want to cough into the mic next time? Anyway, he says, including the hugely talented Alasne, fronting their gig Saturday night. Get you. We're listening on 97.2 from Nottingham, Rick's hometown. Oops, sorry about the footy, guys. Well, steady. Good luck for the show and Saturday. Cousins Martin, Julia and Claire. Yeah. Anything else I can pass on? I feel like I'm just sort of the go-betweener here. Do message us 07909 547336. I am the go-betweener. Anna from Hove is listening. She says, hello to my NCT buddies. I mean, hello. Hi, this is why we have texts, you know. You could do a WhatsApp group between you. Who knows? She does say, loving the music. Well, that you see, that's good. That is good. So how's the new music going, Rick?
Oh, well. Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. We are going to present five new songs when we play the gig on Saturday. So that one, and four new ones that I think are going to go down quite well. We shall see. Be interesting to test them out. And, then they're in demo form at the moment, and we're hoping that in the autumn we may go into the studio and finish them off.
And where's the studio? What sort of studio do you use? Where is it? Did you hire out a pro? Is it someone's front room? What's going on?
It's not as good as this one.
What's not as...
No, it's not posh like this.
Well,
like, no,
you know, no, it's taken us a while to get up to this level, but, you know, when you've got salacious palaces like this one, I mean, why? Why look elsewhere? Where would you do it?
Well, where would we do it?
I don't know.
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, I'm not sure yet.
The current studio is the front room, yes, my front room.
Yeah, no, well, that's, you know...
We do occasionally see seagulls and hear them, but not like here.
No.
Not like here.
No, and not with this vista. I mean, you know, now the I-360 is no more. This is the view.
I believe it's back. Well,
it will be back.
Ah.
Is it? I don't think it's back yet, surely.
It going up and down.
Oh,
Pete.
No, it will go up and down, but that's not commercially. I don't know why we're going into this discussion, but they have to keep oiling it. You know what I'm saying? It's a bit like my bike. When I don't use it much, it doesn't work. We got Rod listening. He says, hi, Pete. At last, I get to listen to you. Have a good one, Rod. Always a pleasure. Lovely to have you out there, my friend. Well, what have you got planned, man? Are you going to play another one?
Yeah, we got one more for you. Yeah,
I mean, cool. It looks like you're ready.
Tell me.
I just want to get through this one so we can have Alasne singing to us.
Yes, she may put us in the shade.
Yeah. I love it. So what are you going to play? Is this another?
No, it's called Tell Me.
Is it a newie?
No.
It's
not quite as old as Mercy, but it's an oldie.
Okay, fair enough. Folks, the high sides.
1, 2, 3, 4. We fell in love, we were tripping out. The sky was red and we were ripping it down. You got in the circus and I got in the ring. When the pie was open, you told me not to sing. Clearage aspirations and rewriting my dreams. Tell me that you love me, now tell me what that means. Ooh yeah. Well, you used to love the band, you were always there. If it was out of town, you'd even pay your fare. Now you wanna stay and you sold my guitar. I feel like a puppet, balls in a jar. Picking up my t-shirts and you're throwing out my jeans, yeah. You tell me that you love me, well, tell me what that means, yeah. Cause everybody wants to be loved by somebody. Everybody wants to be loved by somebody. Everybody wants to be loved by somebody, it seems. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh yeah. Everybody wants to be loved by somebody. Everybody wants to be loved by somebody. Everybody wants to be loved by somebody, it seems. All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey. Vegas.
Smoking. Are you kidding? You guys are on fire. Love it. So good.
Thank you.
We got the high sides in the house. A lovely message in from Chuza. Shall I read this out? Amazing high sides and Alazne. We are on our way home too. To where? Where are you on your home? What? Where? I don't know. I don't know. Lovely message in here. What does this say? Someone is in Nottingham. It says, this is Pilly. Do you know Pilly?
Oh, Pilly. Yeah. Hi, Pilly.
please tell the High Sides and Alazne, I'm waiting for a Nottingham Rock City gig.
Yes.
Ah, so yeah. Listen, are you planning on touring?
Oh, we've got a little tour. You go for it, John.
We have some gigs coming up, Pete, just to say, apart from Saturday, the following Saturday we happen to be just near Bilbao. So what? If people miss out on Saturday, hang they on. Can always come over to Spain to no, see us.
Just stop there. Just stop right there. That, my friend, is the Basque region. What are you talking about? You're nowhere near there. What are you going over there for a gig?
Well, yeah, you know, the promoters have done their job, and we've got this tour coming up, and we've got Spain, then, and we've got America.
Is your team as good as mine?
No.
No. Well, fair enough.
Neither of you.
We're playing at the 80s bar.
Hang on.
Durango.
I've got to bring your mic up when you start speaking.
Thank you very much. We're playing at the 80s bar in Durango on Saturday the 12th of April.
In Durango?
Durango, yes. Wonderful town.
Yes.
Halfway between San Sebastian and Bilbao.
Now I know.
Amazing place.
I'm back in the room. Back in the room. So you got that
American.
Going. Is that a one gig thing in Spain? A one-off gig?
It is this time, yeah.
Yeah.
We're hoping that on the back of that, next time we head over, we perhaps do a little tour along the north coast.
Now, there's rumour, and it is but rumour, that you might be actually touring the USA.
Oh, well.
I don't know where I picked this up from.
So that's the plan.
Salacious gossip.
That's the plan.
Don't touch the mic. Ah! The people are screaming. Ah! So, folks, this is Pete with the cough, with a slightly American accent.
I'm going to try not to cough. So, yeah, we're doing a little American tour in August.
Yeah.
I play in another band in
what?
The U.S. called Why the Hell Not.
You let them in?
I mean, why the hell not?
Hang on. Say that again.
Why the hell not? With
how
a
are you spelling
K. K and O T.
I thought so. Yes. I thought you were spelling it with a K. Yeah. Why the hell cannot? Like it. Like
that's it.
And where are you gigging with these guys?
Okay, so we're starting up in Portland, Maine. On I think that's like August the 9th or 10th. Then the we're playing in Cambridge, Mass. On August 12th at the Cantab Lounge.
Yeah.
Playing August 13th at Frida's in Queens, New York.
Nice.
The 14th at the Simple Bar in Washington, D.C.,
oh,
nation
nice.
Capital.
Yeah.
August 15th.
We know where that is.
Yeah, yeah.
We're very literally
there's a couple Washingtons, so yeah. Then there's August 15th in Richmond, Virginia, and then we're going to end up the tour in Chapel Hill, North Carolina on the 16th.
That is awesome. I want to see the tour bus.
Yeah, yeah, me
so
too.
Do we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Hertz rental, I think.
Yeah.
Is that company Rent-A-Rec still going? Because I actually did hire a car from a car hire firm on the West Coast called Rent-A-Rec.
Me too. Yeah.
I love that, and it really was a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
It did everything it promised.
Not
so
one
good.
In Canada, yeah. It went, but it was.
It was definitely a wreck. So that's very exciting. I didn't quite get all those places, but. It sounded East Coasty. It sounded Cosmo. It sounded intelligent crowd. And then you turn up. I mean, guys,
yeah,
what are they going to do with the high sides? That is so exciting. So everyone's going to be in the States for the first or the second week of August. That is brilliant.
Yeah. We're heading over. Yeah.
How cool. So by the end of the year, where would you like to see high sides? Would you like to have stuff, you know, like an EP, an album or...
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll have at least a mini album, yeah.
Yeah.
Seven tracks, I think, we're working on at the moment.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if they all come to full fruition, then I'm hoping that, yeah, by the autumn time, we'll polish those off and we'll be out gigging more in Brighton. We will play again in Brighton before the summer, at least a couple of times, I would think.
Well,
we'll talk to some of our friends.
I've just had a message in, and I'm looking at my messages, and the last time this person messaged was 2011.
Wow.
And they said, pogoing in the kitchen, love from guess who. Now I get a message, I don't know how many years later that is, 14. High size gigging all over the world, see you in Spain, lots of love, Nick.
Oh,
yes, see,
good man.
Thank you.
Skank man. Super fan. Well done, Nick.
Super fan. This will be the pogoer that I saw at the last gig.
Oh yes, Nick. Yes,
oh,
he is. He is our number one fan. We very much appreciate Nick.
Well, you know,
we may have written a song.
Yeah, we may have a new song about. Maybe
a song about Rick. You've written a song about Superfan. That's outrageous.
I don't think he knows yet, though.
No, at least he's not listening, so he won't know.
Yeah, he won't know.
Nobody will know.
Lovely message in. It says here, this is from David. It says, "Great to hear you guys playing so well together. Can't wait to see you guys and Alasne in Brighton next weekend. Heading home shortly. Royal Leamington Spa, you see. Very, very welcome. Would you, on that note, of course, and it was a note. Oh, hang on, if you don't mind, and this is just a public service, if that's okay. Mm. Do you mind, UK, with the public service?
Public service radio.
This is a Kefir update from Anya. Kefir, Anya. It says, Kefir update. Too much kefir. Drowning in kefir. I'm going to start making kefir scones. Thank you. Good. On that note, would you like to pass the baton and the microphone?
Oh!
That sounds so horrible. To Alasne, who is that? That's fine. Good. All good. It's only my headphones that explode. Alasne, hello.
Hello there.
You're now sitting over there.
I am.
You've moved quite literally from mic two to mic three.
I have.
And how was that move? Was it okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a long distance to go, but...
I can only apologise, but if you're going to come to the live lounge at Reverb Towers, prepare to walk. That's what I'm saying. It was hard enough dragging you guys out of the green room, but that's another story. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song by Joni Mitchell called Little Green, one of my favourites.
Will you please take it away?
I will, thank you. She'll answer to call her green, and the winters cannot fade her. Call her green for the children who made her little green. Be a gypsy dancer. He went to California. Everything's warmer there. So you write him a letter, say her eyes are blue. He sends you a poem and she's lost to you, little green. He's a non-conformer, just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights before. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be sorrow. Child with a child pretending, weary of lies you're sending home. So you sign all the papers and the family name. You're sad and you're sorry, but you're not ashamed, little green. Have a happy ending. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights before. There'll be icicles and birthday
literally nothing else to say. That was absolutely beautiful. Although I say that, there's a lot of people that are saying the same thing. Pilly in Nottingham, wow, loving this song. Kenny Murray is listening, saying that's beautiful. Anna listening, just saying beautiful voice. It's pretty well beautiful, if that is okay. And I kind of lost my train of thought there. one of my biggest favourite Joni Mitchell songs. Thank you so, so much. So if you love that, please get yourselves to the Brunswick Cellar Bar this coming Saturday, 8 o'clock, where you can see an hour of Alazne. And genuinely, you will be moved to, well, you know, tears, joy, laughter, whatever. And then you get to see the High Sides playing live. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. You've been an absolutely brilliant. And cannot wait to get more material from you. So do let me know anything that comes. And the gig is going to be fantastic. Guys, thank you so, so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, mate.
Switch up your TV and your telephone. With friends or you might be alone. Sit back and gently let the beat your show fill your ears.